The future perfect. This has both simple and continuous forms, and refers to time which we look back at from a future point. In 2 years' time, I'll have finished this book. By the end of the month, I'll have been working for this firm for a year. It can also be used to express an assumption on the part of the speaker. You won't have heard the news, of course. This means that I assume you've not heard the news. Other ways of referring to the future. Is or are to be. This is used to describe formal arrangements. For example, all students are to assemble in the hall at 9 o'clock. Another way is be about to, be on the point of, or be due to. Be about to and be on the point of both refer to the next moment. I think the play is about to start now. Mary's on the point of resigning. Be due to refers to schedule times. The play is due to start in 5 minutes. Anne's flight is due at 6:20. Present simple and present perfect. Present simple is used to refer to future time in future time clauses. When we get there, we'll have dinner. Present perfect can also be used instead of present simple when the completion of the event is emphasized. When we've had a rest, we'll go out. Present simple is also used to describe fixed events, which are not simply the wishes of the speaker. Tom retires in 3 years. Similarly, calendar references use the present simple. Christmas is on a Tuesday next year. It's all go next week. I have my operation, then the week after that, I go on holiday. Other future references. Hope. This can be followed by either present or future tenses. I hope it doesn't rain, for example. I hope it won't rain is the same. Other verbs followed by will. Most verbs of thinking can be followed by will if there's a future reference. These include think, believe, expect, doubt. For example, I expect the train will be late. I doubt whether United will win. Just or just about to. Just can be used to describe something on the point of happening. Hurry up, the train is just leaving. The train is just about to leave. Shall. The use of shall for first person in future reference is generally considered to be restricted in British English and possibly declining in use. For some speakers, shall is used in formal speech and in written language. Don't worry about shall.